State prison officials say another inmate has died of COVID-19. This morning's announcement concerned a prisoner from the California Institution for Men at Chino. That's at least the 16th COVID-19 death connected with that facility. The head of medical services for the state's prison system is no longer in charge. He was removed following the mistaken transfer of virus-infected inmates from Chino to San Quentin that set off a massive COVID-19 outbreak. As of today, more than 1,500 San Quentin inmates and staff have been infected, and six inmates have died. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, federal judges say the state is taking too long to release medically vulnerable prisoners.
That's something Judge John S. Tiger says should happen immediately. Under the law, he says he can't do it unilaterally, but he could convene a three-judge panel that could. This now goes beyond the nearly 1,400 inmate cases and at least six deaths at San Quentin. Don Spector, head of the advocacy group Prison Law Office, says the 2,400 inmate California medical facility in Vacaville could be next, and that's where the judge toured last week.
He made a visit to Vacaville, and he saw for himself all the people who were there and how old they were and how they have serious illnesses already and how they haven't, first of all, they're very old, and second of all, they haven't committed a crime in decades, and they haven't even committed any misconduct in prison in decades, and yet they're still there facing a death sentence because the governor won't release them.
The governor says he wants to make sure prisoners have a place to live and not just release them to park benches or homeless shelters. Holly Kwan, KCBS.